Apple Declined by Robert P. Wills. Chapter 39. Argus watched as the two brothers approached. They seemed massive. He looked to Paramus for support, but true to his word, he was leaving the entire greeting to him. With a sigh, Argus looked into the satchel and removed the first drawing of Rudens. He leaned back on the chair for support as he unrolled it. The two brothers looked at it for a moment, then spoke to each other in a language that seemed completely foreign to him. Argus smiled. He was the first person on the planet to hear the brothers speak. When the brothers smiled at him, he was elated. They understood that this was his town. He dropped the sketch as he reached into the bag and pulled out the second parchment. This one was a sketch of the festival. Nick and Simpsons watched as the alien youth dropped their first drawing and then pulled another from the satchel. It seemed to be of a large temple with long tables set in front of it. Hundreds of aliens seemed to be celebrating. "Hey, that's the festival. They're inviting us to the festival." "I'm beginning to like this kid. I just might feel a little bad when I shoot him." "These critters are pretty smart," remarked the lieutenant. Nick pointed in the direction of the town. "I suppose so," Nick nodded. He knew from the briefings that a nod also meant yes to the aliens. Argus held up the drawing of the festival. Once again, the two brothers spoke to each other in a strange tongue. The older looking of the two pointed toward Rudens, then nodded. He knew about the festival? He dropped that drawing into the wagon and reached for the last one that showed the wagon and the brothers walking together toward a smaller depiction of the festival. "Yes, the festival is going on. Come to it with us," said Argus. "He's digging for another drawing, Chief. This could go on all night. I expected first contact to be a little more, exciting." "Welcome to my world. Expect excitement, get boredom. Expect nice and calm, get shot at." He sighed loudly. "Of course, now I'm interested in what this next drawing is." The alien pulled out another drawing. It was of what seemed to be humans accompanying the wagon to the festival. "They're a little off on the scale, but still, that's pretty accurate. How do they figure that out?" asked the lieutenant. "I have no idea," said Nick. "I think I'm going to hang those up in my house after we wipe these things out. I kind of like those sketches." "Yes, the festival is going on. Come to it with us," said the alien. "Oh, to hell with it," said Nick. He switched to Sibylikian. "Yes, the festival is going on now. We know." Argus was looking from one brother to the other as they spoke, hoping they understood what he was asking them to do, when he heard the taller one say, "Yes, the festival is going on now. We know," in his own tongue. His accent was unusual, but the words were all correct. Stunned, he sat back on the seat. "I'm just going to shoot these two, Chief," said the lieutenant. "Then we can head to town." Nick shook his head. "That other group isn't that far off. They'll see what happened and then they'll scatter. If any of them get to town, we'll be chasing them around the entire countryside. I don't want to be searching the hills for hundreds of these little critters." He looked at the alien and said in Sibylik, "Just a moment." The alien nodded dumbly at him. Nick put his arm on the lieutenant and guided him around and started walking toward the troops. "So we're going to town with this little cripple. He's no threat at all. Take a dozen or so troops. Once we get there, we can start working our way out. We can have the remaining troops spaced around the town and start working their way in. Then we can start working our rings towards each other and get probably 80% of them before midnight. Reports are that there's just over 6,000 of them in the town. That's almost 10% of the planet's pop in one place. We can get some shut-eye while they're dealing with the dead, and then we clean up the rest in the morning. The lieutenant nodded at him. That's a great plan, Chief. He looked at the Marines. They all seemed to be waiting for orders. Even Gunnery Sergeant had stopped shouting. Nick tapped his comlink. Gunny, he said. After only a moment, the Gunnery Sergeant answered. What's the deal, sir? Is this really all they sent? Beats a bunch of angry warriors. He's our ticket to get us to the middle of town. Oh? Yeah, Gunny. We're going to go into town with them with two squads. The rest of the troops will spread out around the town with remotes in between them. When we get there, we'll clear outward, and they'll clear inward. When we meet, we'll call it a night and set up remotes to keep anyone from running off. The gunnery sergeant considered that for a moment. Sounds like a plan. With the size difference, telling friend from foe will be a breeze. We can jump jet our troops around the town. You take 12 plus you two for 14. I'll take the other, he paused as he did the math. Other 87 and put them a couple hundred yards apart around the town. How many remotes you have? Brought 200 M-squats, so I can stick them between the troops and have a nice tight cordon, the gunnery sergeant smirked. Cheap labor remotes. He gestured at a mass of 11-foot-tall, mostly matte gray robots. They had two thick, 5-foot-long legs that ended in four massive claws. The legs were attached to 4-foot-wide, 4-foot-tall barrel chests that were more ammo containers than anything else. In all, the multi-purpose sentry cordon quarantine automated turret soldiers, or M-squats, held 80,000 rounds and enough battery reserves to remain on duty for 6 months. Instead of traditional arms, they had four articulated barrels that could shoot independently in all directions. A series of sensors on its stubby head provided imaging through the entire spectrum of light, seen and unseen. The squats have a 1,000-yard range, and we can just pull them back and leave them in place overnight. Once they cut down a few of them who try to run for it, they'll get the point. Nick nodded. How long to set up? Well, I'd say 45 to do a loop of the city and rappel in my grunts and shove out the remotes. If we fly around 50 feet, you can just pitch the bastards out. He grinned even though he knew Nick could not see him doing it. Squats, not grunts. Nick nodded. Let's get this show on the road. He turned back to the young alien and said in Siviliquian loudly, We will accompany you to the festival. Argus looked at him. All of you? He thought back to what Paramus had said about allocating two tables for the visitors and his feeling that there would be a small number of brothers coming with him. Nick shook his head. The two of us and a very small group. 12 of our soldiers will go. 12, Argus beamed. 12. Nick glanced at the lieutenant. That's weird, he said in English. Give us a moment to get ready to go, he said to the alien. I am Lieutenant Jeffrey Simpsons, said the lieutenant in Siviliquian. He had been listening to the language feeds every night and was excited to actually speak to an alien. Argus did a double take at the other brother, who also seemed to speak his language. His accent was strange as well, but strange in a different way. Even so, the words were all correct. I am Argus. Argus gave a short bow. Be right back, Nick said in Siviliquian. He put his arm on the lieutenant's shoulder and turned him around again. Ever been on a farm, LT? He asked as they walked toward the gunnery sergeant. No. You don't name the animals you're going to be eating later in the season. Oh, sorry, he grinned. I just got excited back there. Nick nodded. It happens. Let's pick the mystical 12 who'll go with us. The pair walked toward the gunnery sergeant. He was now yelling at the Marines about target acquisition and muzzle awareness. "Gunny, who you want to send with us?" Nick asked. "Should we take an M-squad?" the Simpson smiled. "Just in case?" Nick shrugged. "If you want to make a grand entrance, we could. Bringing an 11-foot-tall robot to an Iron Age festival would just about do the trick. Got them programmed for anything not human with two legs, so they're ready to go," the gunnery sergeant gestured toward them. "Grab one on the way to the wagon, and I'll have 12 devil dogs meet you there." Without waiting for a response, he turned and began to shout out names. "Let's get this show on the road," said Nick again. "It's getting late."